Hello everyone, this is Chen Chao Jiang from Kirkland. Welcome to my Critical Family History podcast. Actually, I'm the first immigrant of my family. So this podcast, I will first of all interview my mom, who is living in China now, ask her the origin and why she support me and want me come to America. The second part, I will interview my auntie, and she has been living in Bellevue for almost 30 years. I want to figure out why she came to America. What's the society or the social event impact her decision, and how her face the culture shock, what's the challenge for her, and what's the status of the Asian community now. So let's go. In my podcast, I use some data and some references. The first one is Zhang Li's article, The Hidden 4Ps and Immigration, published in October 26, 2013, from Christine Slater's website. The second one is Chinese Immigration and the Chinese in the United States, from the website National Archives. The third one is Asian American Model Minority from Wikipedia, from the Asian Americans Wikipedia website. And the last one is Josie Cool. The article name is Excluded, Segregated, and Forgotten: A Historical View of the Discrimination of Chinese Americans in Public Schools, published in January 1998, from the magazine Asian American Law Journal.
国家个就是义务教育个一块个教育，就是把阿爹呢读在初中，阿母呢读在小学，不然在小学三忙个情况。
我是个呀，你还谁个少个？
你说澳大澳大澳一代读书嘛，就是这样想的。澳大澳个个时代辰光，正开始是讲碰着文化大革命个辰光，所以呢，个个读书个个几年呢，治不好呢，就是讲有两年是荒废脱个。就是讲，正好文化大革命完了嘛。文化大革命好像在读书的辰光呢，有两年呢，就是讲一直喊你去学工学农，再个就是那个知好些知识的辰光呢，才耽搁脱在。耽搁脱之后呢，所以你出来辰光，搿个文化水平呢，就是讲相对来讲，虽然讲高中毕业，就是讲实际上个高中毕业呢，是达勿到个，没搿能一个个。那么所以搿样子过以后呢，就是工作嘛，就是跟了爷娘单位里向上班。搿辰光侪通跑工作，就是没少个少个那些开少个。搿辰光呢还没大学，正好文化大学大学也不开放，不
在。少是那等一等，
比方说个，奶那是因为你到爷娘文化水平比较低，那么出来是各位嘛，资质呢倒好，那奶奶才个比爷娘好。那么呢，像个宝宝呢，奶奶奶讲到现代才是文化水平才有点低低个。那么那辰光三大文化水平个。文化大革命影响这个位，那啊还要那帮着这个的消费的方向，那是没个人害的了。这个是讲，
那为是文化大革命各位之各位呢，你都呢就是讲，当时呢那个各个调查部呢，谁是来去年的像呢是当干部的，
谁
是干部之各位呢，有手里的呢，正好的是上山下乡，那么你都以高无方，像一国家还在说过，以高无方在收破。那么个辰光呢，就是讲我放高一呢，就阿掉人都包包个一代人呢，个辰光正在读书教头，所以等了乡下里呢读个书阿懂啊，读个书呢就是讲个，相对来讲呢就是讲乡下个读书质量是比城区还差个。那么但是呢，阿掉还不呢，阿晓得搿种个情况呢，对现在现年轻人呢就是讲个，就是讲个。搿场下去呢，不来三个，所以呢，你到那里头讲，娘娘呢去学医，自费去学医，出自同里送里到上海去学医，那么还到宝宝呢，自费到安徽去学手里拖拉机，就是讲希望呢，就是讲三年呢学一技之长，就是
讲
对今年的社会上生存，懂了？
那宝宝个文化水平，文化实在是没阿掉阿不干，是吧？
搿情况改种。
脑干肿，那么一个阿代阿宇说个对你多个下一代，这个是我个一代有印象的，比方说教育方面。
诶，教育方面嘛，就是讲宝宝个一代，就是讲还是随着就是分开还在读书，就是讲个搿个人印象，是因为当时光来讲是上山下乡来乡下里，乡下里呢是只读单子干肿。那么个熊瓜掉呢，就拿你送出去呢，看你要男同志也好，一技之长。这个就是讲，人家中国有句闲话，就叫荒淫傲
不
识时
机。不是啊，我个是讲不对我，比方说宝宝。
你听我讲话呢，讲子话呢，就阿掉送你去读三个才好个你。那么所以呢，就是讲个国家还是来再政策高一点，侬宝宝呢再上来噻，上来之呢，对企业里向高一点，宝宝啊，甚至思考了，企业里向的来讲，你觉着搿点搿个知识会得做，但是文化知识浪向还是缺少，就一直来日语。日语道一直来读书，读书之高呢，你觉着呢？搿个日语道还不是像现在是个正规道道，那么所以辣海养子囡恩高位呢，你就觉着呢，这个一心一灵眼就讲弄你这个辰光个身世，分读了书搿个也弥补了我个身浪，所以现在在讲弄我培养，对我好少些，也弄我好些
代。那我记得你爸爸屋里向有一株笔个啦，甚至烧一支搿个开笔，拿去去搞搞改开个啦。
哎，对过。
那辰光哪哈呢？你阿爹那有印象的？你比方说那个，你还跟我讲过说个那辰光想去读英语啊，什么的？
你那么些读宝宝，你听我讲呢，就是讲工作之后一边工作一边就是来读幺里向来读英语，就是讲也想就是讲，因为当初那个什么国家呢，正好就是讲改革开放就是把美国人当搞在建立于海，英语作为国内来讲还是像个一个。年年才好个一个一门语言，所以人就是门语言一样个，所以你看宝宝，你宝宝呢，就是要想天天去读英语，就是读个英语呢，就是不一直去看剧，争取自个呢能够要有来个就是讲唱的像，不是讲也进识别上的英语动能的，还有个个
所以
各方面个，
所以你啊希望我能用英语读好，那么啊
对
啊希望我能够出国啊啦，这样的语言方面个原因。
It's interesting to use my hometown dialect, so don't need to interview my mom. She told me that my family's history, what's my grandparents' education level, why they wanted their children to get a better education. And also she talked a little bit about my father's story.During the Cultural Revolution, my father's whole family had to move to rural area, and he had to quit his schooling. But after the revolution, he tried to attend that the first year college entry test in China, but he failed because he cannot pass the English proficiency test. So until now, my father still kept that pencil he used almost maybe 30 years ago for the test. And my mom said that that's a part of the reason that why he want me to come to America and pursue the American dream.
Okay, so the first question, when did you come to America?
I came to United States the second time, start in December 1990s.
Wow, December 1990s. So where did you come from?
I came from Shanghai, China. I come to the graduate school in University of Washington at Seattle, Washington.
Okay, so why did you come to America?
I think it's matching to my personality and also opportunity for me to explore more, learn more things about other community and a society and contribute to me, myself, fully.
So, let me see. So is there any like the social event happened in China at that time impact you or make push you make some decision to come to America?
Actually, that time I was selected as a third generation leadership training program. So mm-hmm. I went to the graduate program in Shanghai for public administration for 1 year. Mm-hmm. Then they asked me to be a member of the Communist Party. Mm-hmm. I don't think I matched to the standard, the public publication talking about the to be a member of public Communist Party, you should be like this certain standards. I didn't think I matched to, so I nicely rejected their request. Mm-hmm. Then later, I found out I think I want to explore more. And during middle 1980s, I did have a first chance as a scholar, visiting scholar, to come to United States for 1 year's exchange program. So I feel I really like to further study my program in my profession. Yeah.
Yeah. Some kind come to America pursue your dream, like exploring more new world. What's your language before you came to America?
I have passed the GRE and I have a pretty decent English, but still not to speak like a native born America. But I actually can, of course, speak Chinese. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I can cover my English.
I know you can speak Shanghainese too, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a local dialogue.
Yeah, it's a local dialogue. How were many immigrants perceived by the mainstream Americanized culture? So do you, what do you think that the mainstream culture see our Asian community people? Like, what do you think that they perceive us?
I think during the 1980s and the 1990s, America, whole overall America society is very welcome the Chinese people, especially Chinese students, graduate students, because they are working hard, they asking very low income, and they working hard, they have very good moral standards, and they are just quickly to be adopted and adjusted to the local community, which is English community.
Oh, Wow. So you don't have any oppressed experience, like some discrimination?
No. In the graduate school, not. Mm-hmm. But in the working place, mm-hmm. I think, you know, we are not a native born America. So especially for Asia, as an engineer or as a professional, when you go to the working market, we're usually not really good to play political. So we have a glass ceiling on the top.
Okay.
So our promotion, must be limit, you know.
Okay.
But that's better how good you work. Yeah.
So, how about your family? Because your children is American born Chinese. So
yes.
they maybe have different experience. Actually, they have different experience as yours. So do you know they have the similar experience as you have before, or do they face some challenges like in the school or maybe their peers? Do you know that? Do they have some different challenges?
Actually, my two kids all born in United States.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when they are very young, they was very young, they usually speak our Chinese language.
Mm-hmm.
With the grandma, grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And we speak Chinese home, and but when after they go to the private public school,
mm-hmm.
for a little bit ESL training, to my son is very little. My daughter go to the kindergarten, and
mm-hmm.
No problem. My daughter even before go to during the preschool, she already can read the chapter book, no problem. She don't even need additional training for the language, which is
mm-hmm.
I think she is very advanced during
okay.
that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think of course to them. They are America-born Chinese, but they are more important on America first.
Yeah.
Then
mm-hmm.
they have Chinese. To me, because I was grow up in China until 30s, I come to the United States, so my value and lots of things is already established.
Mm-hmm.
The value and my integrity, my working style, and my attitude to contribute to society, that kind of sense is already established. So
mm-hmm.
I think between us we have some kind of gap.
Generation gap.
Language gap, because they think my English is still not very good. So
So do you know that your kids have other, except for the schooling challenge, for example, like how they're making their friends, do they facing like some kind of this challenges in the school? Do you know? Especially they are from different...
To my son, he is he was very young. When he was third grade, he is already in gift program.
Mm.
So when in gift program, lots of people like Asia America, he feel more comfortable in that society to study and side by side with them. So right now, he have mix, you know, white or even Africa or Indian or Asia as Asia, as a
diverse people. Yeah.
So my daughter totally more adopt than my son even. So even she also went to a gift program by third grade.
So in what ways have your historical routes provided a certain advantages or disadvantages that impact your life or maybe your children? Do you have this feeling like your cultural identity give you some advantages here in America or disadvantages?
I think I have a more advantage because
mm-hmm.
We are the Chinese, we are working hard.
Mm-hmm.
We are not go to political too much. Most of us is very high education. I think in my time, only top maybe 3% or less than 5% of people is able to get out of China to come to United States study or whatever program they are. And usually we are more successful even comparison with America in same age. America is the same age. So when we got a job and we're working hard, we not make a problem. We always safe, sustainable. We're working hard. We raise the kids by ourselves. And I really think we are eventually is good to contribute to the local community.
Okay, so some people will say that Chinese community people, Chinese people, Asian people, they are not a minority. How do you see that statement? Like, do you think that we are we are minority group or we are different? What do you see?
Of course, we are minority. Asian people count less than 6%. How come it's not? Africa, America is count 12% in overall population, and Hispano, Spanish, Hispano speak people come from Central and South America. They are even more high percentage than in the south side of United States. But the reason they not think we are not minority is, overall, we are education level and establishment of family and not looking for lots of help is almost equal to the white or sometimes even over the white. So they think that we are not economically disadvantaged. So that's the reason they not think of us as a non-minority. So how do you think about minority? Is what is the base? Base is population percentage, or base is your economic disadvantage. So they need to be very clearly to looking for that.
Okay.
Also, I think Chinese people also have most time have very established family units. Not like some family in as a minority. They have a broken family, you know, structure. So that is also the advantage of Chinese people.
Okay, so yeah, do you think that the political power is playing an important role in community life, or you feel like the political stuff is far away from Asian community?
Yeah.
You feel like it's not a very, like, we are not needed to care about the political.
We are not in the inclusive because we are less troubled people. We are not asked too much on political power struggle. We are, of course, we are not very advanced on the political stage.
Yeah.
So that's the reason, you know, sometimes East Asia people is annoyed by most people.
Yeah, because I checked some article talk about like the Asian community people, their position get erased. For example, like Japanese community, because of their political position, they can have power to raise their social status, and they have like the Wing Luk Museum in downtown. Talk about American-born Japanese people's history. Have you ever heard of, like, the Wing Luk Museum in downtown Seattle?
Of course. Yeah, I have heard of that. The reason I think Japanese get more attention than Chinese is also, okay, is a misunderstanding about Chinese. China just opened the door since the 1980s, early 1980s. But Japan has been opened their door after World War II. Also, during the World War, America government is put all the Japanese-born American Japanese-born people in United States to the camp.
Yeah.
So that is lots of attention have been collected and documented after the war. Also, after the Second World War, many armies come back home with a Japanese wife. So eventually, they are more interwoven in the local community than Chinese people, especially mainland China people. You know, I think Taiwan people is come out to United States in the graduate program since the 1970s, but we are later. We are after first one is 1985. After that, then we began to have students come up. Now it's very popular.
At last, I interviewed my auntie, who has been living in Bellevue for almost 30 years. I asked her why she came to America. She mentioned that she wanted to come to America because America provided her better education opportunity, and she feel like her personality fit here. She didn't want to join communist in China before, so she feel like in America she can enjoy her freedom atmosphere. I feel like that's really fit the theories, 4PS theory. John Lee mentioned in his article, The Hidden 4PS on Immigration, published in October 26, 2013. In the article, John Lee mentioned that there are four hidden PS, push, pull, punish, and privilege, reflected the social, economic, and physical reasons why people immigrated and what they experienced on arrival. She didn't want to join the Chinese communist before, so that can be a push factor that encourage or push a person to leave a particular place. And she also mentioned that this place, America, is a very attractive place, and she can get a better education here. So that is a pull factor that encourage and pull a person or relocate to a particular place. I also talked to my auntie a little bit about Chinese immigration history. I asked her how see she that Japanese people change the social status, because I read the article Asian American Law Journal. The author name is Joyce Kuo. The article is Excluded, Segregated, and Forgotten: A Historical View of Discrimination of Chinese Americans in Public School, published in January 1998. In this article, the author mentioned that whereas Japanese Americans were able to successfully overcome the segregation barrier by employing their political power, Chinese Americans were unable to garner similar support and influence to assist them. My auntie knew this history very well, and she mentioned that because Japanese Americans, because of the Second War reason, more involved into American political activities, so they can raise their social status by their political power. But we Chinese people came to America later. She mentioned that is around 1985. I think that's because her generation come is after 1985, so she didn't mention that before 1985, especially 1886. The Chinese community, Chinese American people, faces segregation law and discrimination in the school. So for our generation, for my generation, for my auntie's generation, we look like a lack of this knowledge. Even though she mentioned that she know the Wing Luk Museum in downtown, but she also talked to me before. She doesn't know that the museum is she doesn't know that the museum is talking about some Chinese culture too. She feel like that is about Japanese and Japanese Americans history. I feel like maybe for my generation, for my auntie's generation, for next generation, we have to access to this more. We need to have more opportunity to learn this hidden history in this international district, especially in Chinatown. So we will not forget this, and we can make progress in the future and to educate our next generation how to face it and how to improve our status in future. Thank you for listening to my family podcast. Thank you, 谢谢. In the end, enjoy the Chinese singer Deng Lijun's song, and it is also my parents' favorite singer. The song's name is Love Story. Bye. 再见.